My dear friends in Christ, as we said at the beginning of the Mass, that today we are celebrating the guardian angels. The first question we have to ask is, who is the guardian angel? What does this mean? After God created each and every one of us, God entrusted us to his messenger to take care of us and to protect us. So, the guardian angels, they are God's expression of his enduring love and protection over his creature. That means each and every one of us, there is an angel guiding us, protecting us, wherever we go, whatever we do. So when we are celebrating the memorial of the guardian angels, we are not praying for the angels, no. We are praising God for such wisdom, for such tremendous love, that after creating us, he did not abandon us. He created other beings that will always protect and lead us. So the role of the guardian angels are, one, they praise God and they give God thanks. Number two, they are messengers of God. Through them, we receive God's blessings. They are the messengers that God give our gifts to bring to us. That is why whenever we gather to celebrate the Mass, we are encouraged to concentrate. We are encouraged to focus and not to allow ourselves to be distracted. Because when the Mass is going on, when we gather together to pray, there is a kind of reaction or exchange, what is known as katabatic and anabatic exchange. Katabatic has to do with our prayers that have been offered, taken to heaven. Anabatic means the blessings of God coming down to us. And it is the responsibility of our guardian angels to perform all this exchange. And the climax is during consecration, when the bread and wine is being offered on the altar of God. Because on every altar, there is a stay of angels that are invisible. And this stir of angels, that is where our guardian angels, they climb up to heaven with their offerings, with their prayers, with their intentions. And they bring back our blessings from God. That is why we have been encouraged to concentrate so that we will be attentive to be able to receive our blessings from God. But when we allow ourselves to be distracted, we might be distracted and our focus is taken away from receiving our blessings. So all these things are spiritual. We cannot see them with our naked eyes, but they are realities that God has created. So it is the role of our guardian angels to protect us wherever we go. That is why at times, when something happens to us and we thought that, oh, we are gone, but we become safe. That is the work of our guardian angels. So we have to always keep our eyes and to be attentive to our guardian angels. Because if we are not attentive, we may not know when they are trying to save us from impending doom. So what we are doing today is we are praising God. We are thanking God for His tremendous love, for His magnanimity in creating us, loving us, and protecting us. Now, this idea of devotion to our angels started in 1500 by Saint Benedict. Then it was later taken up by Saint Bernard. So it is not something that is being manufactured. It is something revealed to us by God. We read in the Gospel today, at the tail end of the Gospel, Jesus was saying that whoever misleads the little ones, that the guardian angel of those ones will be crying in heaven. And God listens to the guardian angels. That is why we have to be very careful not to mislead people, especially the younger ones. We have to open our hearts to receive that truth from God and believe in that truth and believe in the Word of God, because the Word of God is God Himself. So, my dear friends in Christ, how I wish each and every one of us will always pray to our guardian angels. Before we step out, we have to acknowledge their presence around us. Because the more we do that, the more we praise God. So we are blessed. We give God thanks and praise for not only creating us, not only loving us, but His enduring protection. And may His name be praised in our lives. And let us pray in this Mass, my dear friends in Christ, that God will give us grace to always be attentive to our guardian angels, because they are blessings to us. Through them, we receive God's blessings. Through them, we receive God's protection. May we rise.